This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Aaron Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I believe we have Vinny. Hello, Vinny.
Vinny.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are we on?
We're on.
We're on live.
Vinny, live.
Oh. Hi.
Good morning.
So, how's it going?
You're in Disneyland.
I am.
You are.
In California Adventure. Specifically, we're in Disneyland, and it's been, well, let me just say this to Jane. You have had your last Disney event. We're taking them all.
Yeah.
These guys do everything perfect.
Yep, they do.
That's the Disney way.
Everything has been so great. No wonder she's been quietly stealing every Disney event there that comes through.
I hope you're doing your best to wrangle that away from her.
I am. I'm trying. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I know Jane's great, and I'm obviously joking, but kind of not really.
What are you doing?
I would love to do this. This is great. So when we got to the airport, Alaska and Disney were there to greet us and had a full setup with masks and games and signage and. So it's been like that since.
Oh, goodness.
Just full setup every step of the way, and everything's been perfect. It's killer.
And so you were hanging out with the listeners. Did you make the announcement on the plane or anything? Or?
No. I didn't do any of that. But I did. I met our listeners. There's not as many as you might have imagined. You know, I sort of imagined a plane full of Alice people. But
yeah.
I don't know how many total one? Eight people? I'm getting eight people one.
So there you go. 16 or so people on the plane.
Yeah. So,
planes are big.
So making a nuisance of myself on the plane is not really the smart move. But we also have our other station is down here too. So I'm not going to talk about them.
Yeah.
We have, I believe.
We should steal their trip too.
Yeah, no kidding. You know what, you guys? I really wish you were here. You would have loved the ride, the Guardians of Galaxy ride.
Mission, oh, my God.
Mission Breakout.
I love rides anyway. And I have heard the most amazing things about this ride.
So I don't know if I should tell you now or what you guys have planned. I guess.
Our plan is to steal Disney, and that is all. So,
Our mission is
Vinny, you sell that, maybe.
To do Disney from now on. Well, so again, just to repeat, everything's been perfect. My kid is just like out of her head over all this. You know, she's 3.5.
She's at the perfect age.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's been great, and it's been really good. Although,
yes.
So. We did all the stuff we had to do, the travel, the get here, the drop off, all that stuff. We go into the park and it's time to get princesses.
Oh,
get
their autographs or pictures with them.
Pictures, I guess. I don't know. But that's what she's frothing for. I want to see the princesses. Disney has an app you can download that actually in real time tells you where the princesses are. At any given moment in the park. So
it's
we
like
got
a
the app.
Royalty locator.
And you hit the button the mouse ears and it pops up like, here's Jasmine and Aladdin. So we go find them and she's can't wait to meet them and we're in the line and she's, you know, dizzy over it. And then she gets up there and won't say hi.
Oh.
She goes shy.
Kids, damn it.
She goes totally shy. And runs away from them. So I pick her up and I walk her back over. I'm like, you're going to be so bummed if you don't do this. But she, so I posted that on my Instagram at Vin Hassan, which is me holding her while she's looking away from the camera. Then I turn my back to the camera to get her face in the shot, and she turns her face again.
Right. Oh, she does. Oh, kids.
So we missed the meet and greet with Aladdin, basically, because she's too shy. She redeemed herself completely, though, with Ariel and Cinderella, I believe.
How, did they wheel Ariel out? I mean, she can't really walk.
No, it was the Ariel that has legs.
I see. All right. So they
Spoiler alert.
Thank you. I was expecting her to be like on a rock that someone was under, like pedaling.
I can't believe I just ruined the Little Mermaid.
Stop ruining things.
There's tons of pictures also, not only Vinny's Instagram, but also the Alice Instagram.
Right.
So cute, beautiful, wonderful pictures.
Michelle is doing a great job down there. I saw a lot of it over the weekend.
Yeah, your family's really, really going for it, Vin.
Yeah, no, we're having a good time. So it's been, and it's kind of crazy because, as you know, I have family down here still. So my brothers, actually, the youngest, the one with the kid, they came down to meet us for dinner last night, which is, you know, we're here for, I think, 27 hours total.
Right.
So they kind of, and we had to sleep, you know, kids.
Sure.
So we had to squeeze that into a very small window. And then Jan, the middle brother, decided to come and surprise my daughter.
Oh, how exciting.
So it was
the
a
Hassan
whole family gathering, last night for dinner. And that was really fun. And so we had the two cousins finally got to meet.
And how old is his daughter?
17 months.
Okay, so she and Isla are, I mean, you know, they're not really on the same level or anything, but do they get that they're cousins? And
The youngest one is just walking and not really getting much in that way. In fact, it was sort of like they met and then my daughter went, all right, I'm going to go play with toys.
Yeah, babies are boring. I got to go.
That meatloaf sitting there.
Right. But we had a nice dinner, and that's dinner was excellent, as you'd expect. And then I went and rode Mission Breakout.
All right.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, so this is my... So the experience went like this. I get into the line. It was after dinner, so this must have been 7:30-ish.
Oh, goodness. Bedtime.
Yeah, well, the bedtime was much later than that, believe me. But so I get into the line. The ride is extravagant. It's over the top, and it's huge too, by the way. So you can see it from the start of the California Adventure. You can see the top of the thing. So it's basically, I don't know what you'd call it. I mean, you go through different rooms in order to get to the actual ride itself, but it just plunges and rockets up back and forth and really does well, it was scary, to be honest. It was scary. I screamed a lot. And actually, what's funny is this morning when we got together to when we met to get in the little ride over to the broadcast spot, everyone goes, oh, yeah, then, you know, we're talking about the ride. Oh, it was great. And, oh, what song did you get? And I'm like, there's a song?
Oh.
I was so scared. I didn't even hear it. I didn't hear the song they were playing.
It wasn't
could have been
Sailor and Brandy.
You're
a fine girl.
I don't know what played because I was too scared. But they do the whole, they've got the soundtrack playing during it. And apparently, from what I was told, there's like, you don't just ride it once because there's six different versions of the ride. But anyway, let me finish this part because I hadn't talked to anybody about the ride who'd been on it. So the thing shoots up and down and it stops in these little spots where there's scenes from the movie and they're ridiculously great. Really cool little like moments from the movie and actually specifically for the ride. But then at one point, it shoots all the way to the top. And when the door opens, instead of seeing a piece of the movie, you actually see outside. And I see the most beautiful sunset of all time. And I'm like, and then it dropped down and almost lost my dinner.
Now you're going to hell.
So this morning when I finally saw someone who'd been on the ride, I'm like, was that a fake sunset? No, that was the sunset. It actually opens up to the park. So I don't know if I'm spoiling it again, but so if you do it in the morning, I guess you'd get, you know, whatever. Right now we've got a beautiful sunrise with a little bit of clouds.
Oh, boy, it's clouded over here. It's actually drizzling.
What?
Yeah.
No, not bad here at all. But so during the day, I guess you just get a view of Disneyland. But last night I got a view of Disneyland with the sunset right behind it. Really killer.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm super jealous of. I love that rides like that. That sounds great.
You are. You would. I really wish you guys were here because we'd be having a lot more fun as a group, running around and being kooky.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We saw one of the parades, and I don't know if those, did those pictures get up. Oh, they're going up today.
Yeah, I didn't see
so I took pictures of the parades, and of course I saw Captain Kirk and was like, "Hooman, I gotta get a picture of this."
Yeah.
You know, him and pirates.
Of course.
Right.
We are going to take a quick break. We're going to play a song. And then we do have some Disney people that we're going to talk to.
I believe Vincenzo? It's at 6:05.
Okay.
What captain did I just say? Captain Hook or Captain Kirk?
You said Kirk, but I figured when you said pirates, I go, he must mean Captain Hook.
No, Captain Hook. Just correct me. My God.
Well, I didn't know until you said pirates. And at that point, I'm hearing, I'm getting from two sides. I'm like, okay, we're going to break. And then we're going to come back
Captain
and talk
Hook.
To All right. So KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back to steal Disney.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.